poll, 55% of Democrats would rather live outside the United States. By Amy Furr on June 8, 2026. A poll shows many Democrats would rather live in a different country and wave goodbye to the United States of America. The news coming as more in the party view socialism favorably. The Elon University/YouGov America 250 national survey that was performed between April 30 and May 4 asked respondents, is there any other country on earth you would rather live in than the United States today? To which 55% of Democrats said yes. 38% of independents said yes, while only 10% of Republicans gave the same answer. The survey targeted U.S. adults with a sample size of 1,000 and a plus/minus 3.95% margin of error via an online, web-based survey. A poll in 2025 found a majority of Democrat voters aligned with socialism over capitalism and supported far-left candidates, Breitbart News reported in September. Unsurprisingly, the survey found that socialism is largely toxic to Republicans and many independents, explaining why far-left Democrats have had more success in places like New York City but have struggled in red and battleground areas. The poll also found that a plurality of independent voters and Republicans prefer capitalism, the outlet said. A few months later, another poll showed a majority of Democrats had a favorable view of socialism. The Breitbart News article highlighted the fact that New York City voted in Mayor Zoran Mamdani, who is Muslim and openly socialist. President Donald Trump responded by stating after last night's results, "The decision facing all Americans could not be more clear. We have a choice between communism and common sense." In 2013, former Marxist-turned-conservative icon David Horowitz gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation in which he said his communist parents had described themselves as progressives. The agenda was a Soviet America. The slogan of the Communist Party in those days was peace, jobs, democracy. Sound familiar? He said. Per the Breitbart News article. That was the theme of Horowitz's speech as he continued, how the communists had taken over the Democratic Party. The Communist Party is the Democratic Party, Horowitz stated. In The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald describes the rich as people who break things and leave them for others to clean up. That is a wonderful description of the left. Horowitz, who began as a radical Marxist, said that the modern left had learned stealth from their failures in the 1960s. The left had learned from the 1960s. We in the 1960s didn't want to pretend to be Jeffersonian Democrats. That's why we failed in the 1960s. That's why they've succeeded now. American voters currently appear to be leaning away from Democrats as the critical midterms approach, with a recent CNN poll showing Democrats sliding, according to Breitbart News. In April, Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., simplified the battle for the midterms by stating the argument in favor of Republicans came down to something quite simple. "I think this election actually comes down to two sentences, and those sentences are they are crazy. We're not. And I think we have to highlight that for the American people," he said.